USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Technically a Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he's not going to vote for the Democratic president's Build Back Better bill. Socialist Democrat Bernie Sanders responds. First, Senator Manchin speaking on Fox News Sunday.
If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation.
If he doesn't have the courage to do the right thing for the working families of West Virginia and America, let him vote no in front of the whole world.
Sanders speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Manchin citing concerns over inflation, the federal debt, and a surge in COVID-19 as his main reasons for not supporting that legislation at this time. The president set to speak to the nation on Tuesday on the COVID Omicron variant. Cases have been surging across the nation because of that fast-moving strain. And this is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Or energizedhealth.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci admits scientists did not see the level of possible COVID-19 mutations coming. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday morning, the White House chief medical advisor reacted to the recent quote from Vice President Harris saying that scientists didn't anticipate the Delta or the Omicron variants would happen. Fauci explained that scientists expected to see COVID-19 variants but did not foresee the extent of these possible mutations, calling the 50 mutations seen in Omicron unprecedented. Former longtime U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia has died, the 76-year-old, passing away on Sunday morning, according to a statement from his family. Isakson retired from the Senate in late 2019 due to his declining health. He'd battled Parkinson's disease for years. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The newest Spider-Man film earning the third biggest global debut take ever as Spider-Man No Way Home earned around $590 million over the weekend. That was despite worries about the Omicron variant affecting turnout. The film ranking third in earnings behind Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. The estate of an Andy Griffith Show actress is to be auctioned off at the end of this month as Betty Lynn passed away in October at the age of 95, best known for her role as Thelma Lou.
Hi, Barney. I was just on my way to pick you up for our soda. Want to come along too, Barney?
No, thanks.
3 years ago, she said in an interview that just with that little role as Barney Fife's girlfriend in the show, she was always recognized.
People would walk up and say, "You Thelma Lou?" And I'd say, "Yes, I am." And they hug me and kiss me. They really feel they know me. They've grown up with me. They think I'm a relative, I think. I couldn't be happier.
The auction, including nearly 120 items, including a framed illustration of Thelma Lou with her on-screen boyfriend, Barney Fife, who was played by Don Knotts, and a photograph of the couple on the show. Lynn's been living in Mount Airy, North Carolina, which is the community that the show's fictional town of Mayberry was modeled after. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.